This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It's just Thursday. It is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and you are very welcome. Hey, hi, hello, how are you? How are you doing today? It is Thursday, the 8th of February. I like eights. I love the number eight. It's a number of never-ending prosperity. It's the infinity loop. It's a good number, so I hope you're feeling good today, and that feels like a good way to start the show. I can see people coming into the Facebook chat room. I do appreciate you. I so appreciate you for making the effort to come in the chat room. If you want to join us and you happen to be on Facebook, then it's very easy. Just put in 1-2 Radio. Another way to get there is to go to the 1-2radio.com website. Take a look at the options, the menu on the left-hand side. One of them is chat. You'll find lots of other good options down there as well, including information about the hosts, the background of people who are on 1-2 Radio, and also the opportunity to delve into the on-demand system, which is just an absolute treasure trove. So I'm just going to take a look at who is in the chat room. You'll find the option to chat in that menu, by the way. Come on in and join us. They're such a lovely group of people. Now, my computer is having a kind of, it feels like it's got a cold coming on today. I don't think it's got a virus, but it's just very slow. So bear with me as I do this. It says, I'm going to ask it to do all comments. I can see that Maureen is in there, and Laura, and Renee, and Tiffany. Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague as well, is in there. And I know if I look further up, good morning to Alan. Yeah, I think I've got everybody in there. I'm going to be pulling some cards today and also taking you through my starscopes, which, yes, I have finally managed to get written. The end of January was just quite extraordinary. I mean, that Leo full moon that we had, which shone a spotlight on insecurities and difficulties, boy, did that shift some stuff. And also this week, we've got the new moon in Aquarius tomorrow. I think it's 5:58 p.m. here in the UK, which means it's in about an hour's time for you, wherever you are in the States. Good morning to Joni. I just see you come in the chat room as well. I will keep watching out for you, and I will get in there and do some questions as well. So yeah, hey, new moon in Aquarius. What does that mean? Well, I would encourage you to consider the lifestyle you are partaking in and who you're living it with. New moons are always a wonderful opportunity for a reboot, but that means doing the work. I've been doing lots and lots of journaling this week. I have really been unearthing some old patterns that you'd think, hey, at my age, have I not got rid of them yet? The answer is no. Weeds keep coming. But they're kind of nice weeds. You just want to pull them out of your life, though. You don't want them growing and overrunning everything else. So do you feel accepted and triumphant, or do you feel judged and restricted? Those are the energies around with this new moon. And I say the last month, the full moon in Leo just shone a spotlight on our insecurities. And the trick was, instead of ignoring them, which I did, you can recognize your weaknesses or what's triggering you, what's pushing your buttons, and decide how you want to empower yourself and move forward. That is what this new moon in Aquarius is about. It's time to make those changes. So I hope that has put it in context. I'm going to go straight on with my starscopes, which, as I said, the first time in over 20 years last week, I didn't get them written in time for the first of the month, but I'm on it now. I'm back. Full power, I'm back. So here we go. They are my second starscopes of 2024. And as I said, it's going to be a very powerful month as we evolve into the Aquarian age and this Aquarius new moon. It's yet another seeding of the new Aquarian energies. And at times, it can seem that that change and better times are very slow in coming. However, if we look back at the challenges being thrown against outdated attitudes and the calling out of manipulation and corruption and disrespect that we see, actually, we realize that great steps are being taken. And you can call on the angels, ascended masters, and particularly the dragons, of course, this year, or whomever else you connect to keep you positive and to speak up with kindness when the opportunity presents itself. And as you probably know, my starscapes are channeled using an alchemy of astrological signs and tarot insight and guidance from wherever it comes. And my angel tarot is working with Archangel Michael for protection and courage and a strong voice. And normally this month, of course, we would all be focusing on romance, St. Valentine's Day. And this year, more than ever, we need to focus on love. And we need to find reasons to love ourselves and others, and the ability to see what we have in common rather than what divides us. And that kind of love resonates all around us and touches people in ways that sometimes we don't see, but it touches nevertheless. And February's ruling angel is the angel Buck, and the archangels governing Aquarius are Uriel and Cassiel. Barkiel relieves burdens of guilt and sorrow, and Uriel aids us in finding an emotional balance and harmony. He heals our wounds, so it's a great time to be doing this inner work. Cassiel is the angel of solitude and tears associated with the day of Saturday. So this is a month to allow emotions to surface, be acknowledged without judgment and released. It's a great time to review, renew, or prepare for new relationships in every aspect of our lives, not just romance. It's a time to heal and seed the future. When I did these starscopes, I used an invocation. I call upon the realms of love. I call upon the realms of light. Shine your wisdom through my heart and in my mind, a light. So that has set the scene. Let's start with Aquarius. It's your new moon, it's your birthday. So the trick to flowing through this month is to acknowledge when you're in your head and to make sure you take your emotions, feelings, and heart's guidance into account. Thoughts and conversations may be challenging and can easily rob you of your peace of mind. So have faith that all is well, no matter what the world looks like. Associate with kind people who you can trust, and associate with kind thoughts that inspire. Pisces, you are a deeply feeling watery sign, and the world can impact your emotions and spin you out of control if you don't put in some boundaries. Of course, we all want empathy and concern for those who suffer. However, you need to nurture yourself too. If you can act, then act. If you can donate, then donate. If you choose to pray or chant, then do so. Do whatever you can and then finish by grounding and nurturing yourself. Aries. Well, relationships are likely to be the main focus of this month. As it is February, the mind, of course, leaps to romance and Valentine's Day. However, relationships come in many forms and connections. Every person we meet every day is a relationship. Is this month the time for mental emotional makeover with relationships? Are you shying away from feeling them? Are you shutting possibilities out because of past hurts? Take a look and be open to a beautiful new way of relating. Taurus. Well, this month will mark a turning point in your life. There is closure and the opportunity for new beginnings. At the heart of this new renewing cycle is learning or study. And that's what will help you to choose one door and to close one door, and open another. And this month, you might find you're in the hallway wondering which door to knock on. And you know that saying, when one door closes, another one opens. But it's hell in the hallway. Well, if you're going through hell, keep going. You'll find your way. It doesn't have to be that bad. Let go and allow life to do the work for you. Whatever it brings, be open to mentally moving on. Gemini, if you're looking to move home and or location, this is the month to get clear about what are the deal breakers. What are the things that are negotiable and what are the things that are must-haves? It may seem nothing is available or nothing is working out as you'd hoped. Trust the process. If that is the case, then look at that list of priorities again. Make sure you're choosing with your heart and not with a list that's born of practicality, but not really how you want to live. Be open to extraordinary finds. Cancer. Well, as the year gets underway in this second month, you may sense that your life is due a makeover, but you can't quite grasp what or how. The way to move things forward is to do the inner work. Envision how it feels when you are enthusiastic, engaged, and fulfilled by life. You can call up those feelings without having to know the situation that caused them. And once you realign internally, the outer blocks should fall and the mists will clear. Leo. Thoughts and ideas may be flying all around, and yet the solution remains elusive. Don't worry. Really, stop worrying. The wheel of the year is turning and things will become clearer. This is a time to evaluate what matters. It's a class in life school, so enjoy being a student of your own lifeline. Have faith and put your focus in things, people, and places which inspire you. Virgo. This may be a time to keep your own counsel. Shh. A cycle of your life is coming to completion, and that will make space for the beginning of something new, as it always does. The key to this month is not to rush into anything. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Meditation can be either sitting cross-legged or it can be going for a walk alone. It's the place to find your inner peace and your space, and that is what you will need in order to move forward. If you have the seed of an idea, keep it to yourself for the moment. Nurture it and be open to amazing growth. Libra. This month is about relating and relationships. You are the zodiac's adept at seeing both sides. However, to keep yourself balanced, take off the blindfold and be prepared to see how things really are, and don't make excuses for someone or yourself. Get out of your head and ground in your heart. Other people's lives are their responsibility and yours is yours. And once you achieve this honesty, life will flow easily again. Scorpio, don't hang on to a pattern of thinking, situation, job, or relationship that has run its course. Keep what was good and release the rest. It's time to see things in a whole new light, and the light is the operative word. Look at what is good. Don't dwell on what didn't work out. Focus your mind's eye on the road ahead and not in the rearview mirror. Sagittarius. Family and friends will be the source of nourishment and your grounding this month. You are a fire sign and there is plenty of fire energy around you. Frustration may be burning inside. You may feel you're constantly having to justify yourself, or perhaps you're fired up over a civil rights or environmental issue. That's great. We need people like you. Just make sure you direct that fiery focus outside where it can do good and not inside smouldering resentment. And finally, Capricorn, thank you for being patient. This is a month to connect with your tribe, whoever they may be. There's a strong work ethic in this month's reading, so it may mean you're looking for more fulfilling work. Compassion is also right at the heart of February. Don't allow yourself to dip into resentment of those who have in your concern for those who have not. We need people who have strong finances to support projects, and not everyone with money has a hard heart. So, Those are my starscopes for February. If you want to read them again at your leisure, you will find them on the front page of One to Listen. You'll also find them on my website, Angel Hands Heal, along with all the information at the top that I use to channel them. So there we go. Let me just take a look where I am for time. Okay, it is time for me to get in the Facebook chat room. I think I can see loads more of you coming. So let me just refresh everything and see where we've got to. Bear with me while my computer catches up with you and me. As I say, it's having a day. I think it wants a day in bed, this computer today. But we will see where I've got to, because I can see lots more comments coming into the chat room. So I've already said hello to, I think, most people. Good morning to Quelly as well, who's just joined us, and Maureen, Laura, Renee, Tiffany, Jennifer, Joni, Quelly. Yep, you're all in there. Right, let me get to some readings right away. So Maureen, I noticed that you want a dragon reading, and I did bring the dragons in earlier before I started this, because you've had a challenging couple of weeks, you said, so, and you're looking forward to travelling south on Saturday. You're surrounded by water in these readings. Two cards came out, two dragons, both of them to do with water. The first is a fourth dimensional dragon, which means they're to do with this earth, our living upon this earth. And you have an air and water dragon. This dragon is rising up from the water, about to fly into the air. And this dragon is about helping you to connect to higher frequencies. You can call on your blue and green air and water dragon to enter your third eye, to awaken and activate your higher fifth dimensional abilities, which will lift you up. It's going to give you a lift. This dragon, this green dragon, is rising up out of the water of emotion. It'll bring crystal clear clarity, a new vision, an awareness of what you need. So that's one dragon you have working with you. Now, the other one is a seventh dimensional galactic dragon. It's an aquamarine dragon from Neptune. Again, how much water would you like? This dragon is carrying Neptune's trident, but also a golden key. And this dragon asks you to embrace and enable yourself to access your very deepest wisdom. So the other dragon was opening your third eye. This aquamarine dragon from Neptune wants to flow around you and surround you with aquamarine energy and awakening. Again, talking about your psychic abilities to connect you with them and to connect you with your deepest wisdom. So those are two amazing dragons that you can work with this weekend, Maureen. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message as we enter the year of the dragon. So I'm going to get my dragon deck out. I do have my wisdom deck, but you want a dragon. Excuse me, my voice is very scratchy today. I do apologize. Maybe I've got a fire dragon in my throat, making me a bit croaky. So if we could, dragons, dear. I've been working with the dragons a lot this week. A message for Laura. Which dragon would like to work with Laura this week? Do you want me to be more specific, as the cards are not running? If you get cards that don't run, ask a different question. Who would like to be working with Laura this week? Oh, almost. No? Okay, refocus. Ah, there we go. Ooh, you've got one of my favourite dragons. Excuse me, I'm just going to cough because my voice is getting so scratchy. There we go, I'm back. So you have got, I love this, Thor's red, black and gold dragon. This is a magnificent dragon. Think Simba on Pride Rock. This dragon is on top of a rock, roaring out fire into the air. This dragon protects you in times of change. So where there is rapid transformation and transmutation, relax, because you have got Thor's red, black and gold dragon on your case, which is a wonderful thing to have. Okay, let me keep going. Renee, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. And to Tiffany, greetings to you too. I hope you've got your starscope and it was relevant. You would like a card to know what you need to know right now. So I'm going to go back to my wisdom deck. What does clear the deck? What does Tiffany need to know? What message can I bring for Tiffany? That was instant. Two major arcana cards, actually. I have the Chariot, which is connected to a Cancerian energy, which also connects to the moon, because that's what rules Cancer. So again, this new moon is going to be very powerful for you. The Chariot, excuse me, my voice is so scratchy today. The Chariot is always about driving your life forward through your will. And there are two horses there, and it's often said that they're two horses of fate, the dark and the light. One is fate and one is under our control. And knowing which horse to steer in which direction is the skill of getting through life. So be very mindful that you are in charge of your life this week. And look at what is fate and what you can't do anything about. And then look at the things you can. Okay, good morning to Jennifer in snowy Colorado from rainy Cornwall. Gosh, it's chucking it down here. Slatting down, as we say. Tiffany, the year of the dragon, is 2:59 p.m. in the United States. I shall celebrate, certainly. New moon blessings to Quelly and Tiffany. How do your dragons feel about the year of the dragon? They are thrilled. They are absolutely thrilled. And everywhere I'm looking, there are dragons. There are dragons in the supermarket. I went to have my nails done this morning and somebody got a dragon stuck behind the wall. There are just dragons everywhere. It almost looks like saying, look, we're here. And nobody's paid us any attention, or we've been cast as the villains in all the kind of movies and things, and we're not, and we're here, and we want to work with you, and we want to help this planet. The dragons are thrilled that it's the year of the dragon, and so many more people are connecting to their very warm, courageous hearts, and they're beginning to see that dragons are not to be feared. There's something that, you know, they are something that you can work with, or they are beings, I should say, rather than things that you can work with. So I'm just going to go back down through now this. You're welcome for the Starscapes, Renee. I hope that made sense. Good morning to Laurie Love as well. Let me see where I am for time. Okay, and take a deep breath. I just want to make sure I have mentioned everybody. I think I've got everybody in there. Okay, so I want to do a card for you if you can't get in the Facebook chat room. So I'm going to get my wisdom deck. I'll do you a dragon card as well. So I'm just clearing my wisdom deck. Okay, cleared. So what do we need to know today, the 8th of February, wherever you are in the world? There it comes out for your highest good. Lovely earth card. Seven of earth in my deck. If you like your traditional tarot, seven of coins. This is a lovely lady in a garden. Behind her, she has a brick wall, and in front of her, she is tending the most beautiful flowers. They look like peonies, actually. They look beautiful. And the message is quite clear. The wall is shutting out what is gone, what's behind her. And what she's putting her focus and her attention on is what she's growing, what she's nurturing in the garden in front of her. It's a message of seeds well planted, and we have this new moon. There is no better time to plant seeds than a new moon, and particularly an Aquarian new moon, because Aquarius does not fit the mold. It doesn't do normal. Aquarian tends to take the view of, so what's so good about normal? Let's do things our way. So plant those seeds of intention. Be patient. Don't keep pulling them up to see if the roots are growing. They will be there. So that is the message from the wisdom deck. I'm now going to find my dragon deck. Just bear with me while I'm rearranging decks all over. Okay, so a dragon. A dragon for you, whenever and wherever you are, because you may be listening to the show on the replay or on demand. So a dragon for you, wherever you are, whenever you are. That came out quickly. I love this because this deck I'm using happens to be Diana Cooper's deck of dragons. I have a new dragon tarot on the way in March. I can't wait to share it with you. It's Dragons and Archangels. I'm thrilled. But this is Diana Cooper's deck, which I do love. And because Diana was there when I bought this deck. One of the cards in this deck is signed, and it's this one. And it's a royal blue and gold dragon. And this dragon strengthens you to stand in your power with wisdom. So that could be putting in boundaries, speaking your truth, walking away from something. How do you stand in your power? Where is your power? Awaken to your own majesty. Wear your cloak of power with pride. So that is a message from the dragons as we step into the year of the dragon. They're there, or they're here, to help us. Dragons, if you've not worked with on, I'm at a metaphysical fair in person coming up later in the year, and I'm going to be doing dragon work because people are becoming aware of dragons in the way that, say, 20 years ago, people were very much aware of working with angels and fairies and other beings. But dragons just had such a bad rap because of literature that people were scared to work with them. And they are, okay, they are mighty. They are very powerful beings. They feel, when you connect to your dragon, they feel very different to connecting to a unicorn or an angel or a mermaid or somebody from one of the fairy decks. But they are kind. They're just very powerful. So if you've not worked with your dragon, just light a candle and sit in peace. I did a meditation last week, actually, to meet your dragon. So if you go back to the on-demand system on 1-2 Radio, there is a meditation on there last week to meet your dragon. So if you wanted to do that, you can do. And just sit with them and see what kind of dragon you have with you. You might have more than one dragon. And as I said in the meditation, they don't have to be huge. Some of them are. Some of them are tiny and can fit in the palm of your hand. Some of them can do both and shapeshift. And you can ask them to step into the center of your heart and curl up and protect you. You can have a dragon in front of you to protect you. My mighty fire dragon, Max, does that. If I ever feel insecure, I call on Max and his great black fire dragon, and he just puts his great wings round in front of me, and the insecurity just goes away straight away. So I would counsel you in the year of the dragon to do something nice for them as we hit the Chinese New Year and we step into the year of the dragon on the 10th of February. The Chinese celebrate it between the 10th and the 15th. So do some nice dragon work. And also you could find out, if you like, look up dragon lines, which are a form of ley line on the planet. And the dragons are working with us very powerfully at the moment to renew and re-empower the dragon lines, the great ley lines, the arteries of power and energy that run through Mother Earth, through Gaia. So you may find that you're very drawn to do that kind of work this year. Just tune into your dragon and see what happens and see where you get to. Okay, I think that's, I'm almost coming up on time. I will have a very greased lightning quick look to see if anybody else has come into the chat room and whether there's anything else to say. Okay, no, it's not going to get me there fast enough. I hope I've managed. Oh, Renee's put a beautiful dragon in there. Thank you very much indeed for that. Okay, so I am coming up on time. I will be back on 1-2 Radio at the same time next week, and I very much hope to be live. So I hope that you will be able to join me then. And thank you so much for your company today, wherever you are and whenever you are, especially when you've popped in the Facebook chat room and you've taken the trouble to leave comments in there. It's always lovely to see you, and I really do appreciate it. So there we go. Next week, I'll be back live, as I said, on the way. Jay and Raven with your exclusive backstage pass, and you'll be getting to know 1-2 Listen advisor Jamie Dawn today, so stay here with 1-2 Radio for that. I look forward to your company next Thursday. Until then, be well in mind, body and spirit. Take care, and bye bye for now.